For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. I'm going to continue with this teaching on becoming kingdom-minded. And again, I can only give, we have 4 minutes on here. I can give mere nuggets. But I have this. This was a three-week series. I have it in its entirety on CD. And I have notes to accompany it if you would like it. Write to me, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and order it, and we will ship it right out to you. And again, it's just think it's one of the teachings, the strong teachings we need reminders of. You have the kingdom of God within you. You've been bought out of the kingdom of darkness. Christ lives in you. Well, look at these three blessings of living in the kingdom. And I love these with Andrew Murray. Number one, you get the king himself. John 14:17. He lives with you now and later will be in you. Man, this is what the Holy Ghost did at Pentecost. Christ comes to be with the disciples, right? And he tells them, hey, look, I'm going, but when I leave, the Comforter's coming and he's going to live in you. So, a blessing of living in the kingdom. You've got the abiding presence of God on a continual basis. You have free access to the King at any second of every day. My friend, these are reminders that need to come to the forefront. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then fearlessly and confidently, look at these adjectives, and boldly draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy for our failures, parentheses in the Amplified, and find grace to help in good time for every need. Amplified, appropriate help, well-timed help, coming just when we need it. Now, do you even hear that? A benefit of being a kingdom kid, a child of the living God. You have the King living on the inside of you. At any moment, boom, you just bow your head and your heart and say, God, I need to talk to you. And he says, come boldly to my throne. Come boldly to the throne of God. You'll find grace to help for every need. Great quote from Bessie Ten Boom. No pit is so deep that God's love is not deeper still. You've never gone too far, my friend. God can handle it. All you have to do is bow your heart. In fact, if you're hearing my voice right now, why don't you just bow your heart and say, God, I need you. God, please come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and be my Savior. Do you know that if that happened from your heart, that's your entrance into the kingdom of God? This is so exciting. If you prayed that prayer, you better write to me. I want to know about it. If you said, God, come and live inside of me. I recognize I need you. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want to be born again. I repent of my sins. If you prayed that prayer, you write to me, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You then, my friend, have just opened the door. Welcome access to the kingdom of God. More tomorrow, three benefits of being in the kingdom. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.